Lebanon tightens security as its crisis deepens. A ministry shares its answer to Muslim radicalization. And baby formula is one fix to the problem of HIV. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Lebanon has tightened security around government buildings with the collapse of the government last week. It's the worst political emergency Lebanon has seen in over 2 years. A new prime minister is being chosen today. Kids Alive's Matt Parker says,
there have been some talks over the past week to try and resolve issues or find a way forward. At the moment, those talks have broken down.
Kids Alive provides a safe haven for vulnerable children in Lebanon.
Kids Alive is monitoring the situation very carefully. We have 130 kids in our programs, 2 children's homes, we have a school. We've just developed a new care center down in the south. So we are monitoring the situation very carefully.
A contingency plan is in place, but
it's a good opportunity for us to share with the children that they have a father, Heavenly Father, who loves them, who cares for them, and that in Christ we can have peace.
Pray wisdom and safety for their staff. The rest of the story is on our website. Meanwhile, U.S. Congressman Peter King is launching a probe into local Muslim radicalization. He's calling it a very real threat, especially since most of the recent cases have been American Muslims. Founder and president of the Crescent Project, Fuad Masri, isn't surprised. While few Muslims are in jihad, this is what causes radicalization.
Many times Muslims say Islam teaches peace. And many times people say, well, we don't want to be like the terrorists. What's happening to somebody who's moderate, suddenly they are a militant. The teachings of jihad that are in the Quran, in the Hadith, and in the religion of Islam is what makes people radical.
However, that can change as they read about Jesus, who they consider a holy prophet. Masri says,
the Quran says that God sent the Bible. So we are telling Muslims, if you consider yourself a Muslim, and you consider the word of God, the Quran, then you should follow what the Quran says, that you must read the Bible.
They are, and many are coming to Christ. Go to our website to help them print more Bibles. You're listening to Mission Network News. The city of Shela claims to be at the heart of everything Maya. This region of Guatemala is beautiful in its diversity, a theme that carries over in the work of Sarah Saif. Orphan Outreach partners with this private orphanage to ensure that every child they touch comes into contact with the love and hope of Christ. An 11-man team is there this week doing strategic planning for the year. Pray wisdom and discernment, and that God would be honored through all that takes place. Next, until recently, few Spanish translations of the Bible existed. The Luis Palau Association's Jim Williams found this to be a problem while he was counseling in Latin America.
I always used our old version, which is called the Reina Valera, which came out in 1960. It's a revision of something done in the 1600s. And I noticed that when I was counseling, people were not catching the concepts as I was using passages of Scripture. So I started to think we need something that is clear but is still as faithful as the Reina Valera is.
Last May, the Luis Palau Association helped release a Spanish Bible similar to the New Living Translation in English, called the NTV. Many have reported being able to grasp concepts in Scripture a little better, which could be imperative for future outreach. Find out how to get a copy of this easy-to-understand Spanish Bible at missionnetworknews.org. And about 15% of children who get HIV from their moms contract the disease while breastfeeding. Formula is an easy fix to a problem that will affect these children for the rest of their lives, but many families just can't afford it. Bright Hope International is partnering with Formula for Change to give HIV-positive mothers in Zambia formula. You can help be the hands and feet of Christ and prevent an infant from getting HIV for just $15. Our website has the information. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon. Through the stories and Scripture, this book will show you what it means to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Request your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or look for the Joy Over the Moon link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.